AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, so meme coins. Everyone wants to know about meme coins. And you know what else everyone wants to know about?
What's that?
How these mobile apps are changing the game. Everyone wants to be able to trade from anywhere, right?
On the go?
Exactly. So we're diving into all that today. Advantages, maybe some hidden downsides. You know, we'll see what we find.
Sounds good.
Our source material for this deep dive is an article from Medium, just came out this month, called How Mobile Apps Are Changing the Meme Coin Trading Game.
Catchy title.
It is. And it's written by AAI, which is interesting because they have a mobile trading platform.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
So little maybe self-promotion in there. Mm. But who knows? Maybe we'll find some good stuff anyway.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
All right. So the article jumps right into this whole idea of speed. Like meme coin trading, it's all about speed, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fast moving market.
Super fast. Got to be able to react like that.
Yeah, blink and you miss it.
Right. To like trends and news and all that.
Absolutely. Got to be on top of it.
And that's where these apps come in, right?
Yeah. I mean, 24/7 access, always connected.
Portfolio in your pocket.
It's not just about having it there, though, is it? I mean, the advantage is what those apps let you do with that information. React to those price swings, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like split second decisions.
Yeah. I mean, they're made for this like always on, I don't even know, lifestyle.
Always on. Yeah. Dot-com. Always trading.
Yeah. The article actually mentions features like one-click trading, you know?
Oh, yeah, to cut down on the time it takes to actually make a trade.
Exactly. Every second counts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But speed without information, it's kind of like driving with a blindfold on, right?
That's a scary thought.
So that's where the data comes in, real-time data.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and alerts. So they specifically mention the AV app. They have these customizable alerts.
Oh, really? Like what kind of stuff?
Like price changes, obviously.
Yeah.
Volume spikes, even like mentions on social media.
Wow. So you could set an alert for a specific coin.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. Like if it gets mentioned on Twitter or something, like it's like having a personalized news feed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tailored to your own strategy instead of just like endlessly scrolling, trying to find what's relevant.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
All right, so we've got the speed, we've got the information, but what about actual trading decisions? Are we just talking about like quick reactions here, or are these apps good for like deeper analysis?
I think people might be surprised at the amount of tools you can get on those apps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like it's not just about, you know, buying and selling. The article talks about interactive charts, technical indicators, like the whole shebang.
It's like a mini trading desk in your pocket.
It really is, yeah. And you need that level of control, I think, in such a volatile market.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so speaking of volatility, gotta talk about security.
Oh yeah, that's huge, especially with, you know, all the scams and stuff going around.
Right, right. So how are these apps handling that?
Well, the article really emphasizes that security is a top priority for these apps.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Two-factor authentication, biometric logins, you know, the whole nine yards.
Okay, so like if I lose my phone, someone can't just get in there and take all my meme coins.
It's a lot harder. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, it still makes me nervous, though.
Yeah, I get it. But I think it shows that they are taking it seriously.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. And I mean, it's not just about like hackers, right? The app itself has to be secure.
Oh, for sure.
And that's where I guess choosing the right platform is really important.
Right. Doing your research, reading reviews.
Exactly. Don't just download the first thing you see. And, you know, full disclosure, we are talking about an article from AAI. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. So speed, data, Security, we've covered all that. There's one more thing.
What's that?
The community.
Yeah, the heart of meme coins.
Right. It's all about the hype, the sentiment, like the trends. And the article points out that a lot of these apps are incorporating like social features to tap into that.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so like you can connect with other traders, you can follow people, you know, influencers, whatever. You can track hashtags, like get a sense of what's happening.
Yeah, yeah, you kind of get the temperature of the market.
Yeah, the mood. Like, yeah. Are people excited? Are they scared? You know,
it's all about the narrative. What story are they telling?
Exactly. And these apps are giving you a window into that.
Like a front row seat.
Okay. Maybe not that dramatic. But you get the idea, right? It's all connected. All right. So I think we've covered a lot of ground here in terms of the potential of these apps.
Yeah. Lots of potential.
But, you know, every coin has two sides.
That's true. All right. So we were just talking about all the great things about these mobile apps, all the advantages.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. The speed, the data, the community. It's exciting stuff.
It is. But, you know, like anything else, there's got to be some downsides, right? Nothing's perfect.
Right, right. There's always a catch. So what are we missing? What's the other side of this coin?
Well, one thing that comes to mind, and it's not something the article really addresses, is the potential for distraction.
Distraction. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see what you mean. We're talking about apps designed to keep you constantly engaged.
Exactly. It's like real-time data, news feeds, social chatter. It's all right there in your pocket.
It's almost like having a little casino in your pocket.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. Always tempting you to make another trade, another bet. And that can lead to some impulsive decisions.
Oh, totally. You know, you're trying to have dinner with your family and your phone's buzzing every 5 seconds with a new price alert.
Right. And it creates this sense of urgency, this FOMO. You know, you feel like you have to constantly be on top of it.
So instead of sticking to your strategy, you're just reacting to every little blip on the chart.
Exactly. You're letting the app control you instead of the other way around.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a tool, right? Yeah. Not a replacement for actual strategy and discipline.
Exactly. You got to use those features strategically, not let them dictate your every move.
All right. So distractions, that's one thing. What else? What other potential downsides are we overlooking here?
Well, something else that comes to mind, and this might seem obvious, is the limited screen space on a phone.
Oh, yeah. Good point. I mean, I know the article talks about all these fancy charting tools and indicators, but can you really do serious analysis on a tiny screen?
That's the question, right? I mean, squeezing all that information onto a phone screen can make it tough to see the big picture.
Yeah, yeah. Like trying to decipher a complex chart pattern or compare multiple indicators. Mm-hmm. It just wouldn't be the same as having a full desktop setup.
Exactly. You might miss important details or make decisions based on incomplete information.
So what's the solution? Do we just ditch the mobile apps altogether?
I don't think so. I think a hybrid approach might make the most sense for a lot of people. Use the mobile app for quick checks, trade execution, staying on top of news.
Okay, yeah. But when it comes to serious analysis, strategy development, that kind of stuff.
That's where the desktop platform shines.
Makes sense. Use each tool for its strengths.
Yeah.
Okay. So distractions, screen size, what else? Anything else we need to be aware of?
Well, security is another big one. And I know we touched on this earlier, but...
Yeah, you mentioned two-factor authentication, biometric logins, all that good stuff.
Right. And those are important features, but they're mainly focused on protecting your account within the app itself.
Okay. But what about the security of the mobile device itself? That's what you're getting at.
Exactly. Phones are easier to lose or misplace than a laptop.
Right, yeah. And they're more vulnerable to certain types of hacks and malware.
Right. And if someone gets access to your phone, well, those in-app security measures might not be enough to protect your crypto.
So what can we do to minimize that risk? Any tips?
Well, first and foremost, use a strong password or PIN to lock your phone. Don't use easy-to-guess combinations.
Yeah, 1234 probably isn't the best choice.
Probably not. And be careful about using public Wi-Fi. You never know who's snooping around on those networks.
Okay, yeah, that's a good point. And what about those software updates, the ones that always seem to pop up at the worst possible time?
Don't ignore those. Those updates often include security patches that can protect your device from known vulnerabilities.
Like digital hygiene, right? Just like washing your hands, you got to keep your devices clean and up to date to protect yourself from all those nasty digital germs.
Exactly. And speaking of things to be wary of, we need to talk about choosing a reputable trading app, especially in the world of meme coins, where scams are unfortunately quite common.
Oh, yeah, the Wild West of crypto. Lots of opportunities, but also lots of pitfalls. So how do we separate the good apps from the bad?
Well, first of all, remember that anyone can create a flashy app and make big promises, but you have to do your due diligence.
Right. Look beyond the marketing hype.
Exactly. Read reviews, compare features, and make sure the app has a solid track record and a transparent development team.
And as always, take anything coming from AvAI, the authors of this article, with a grain of salt.
Exactly. They have a vested interest in promoting their own platform.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the potential downsides.
Mm-hmm.
Distractions, screen limitations, security risks. But at the end of the day, the biggest risk is probably the market itself.
Right. And the article does include that all-important disclaimer. Cryptocurrency trading involves significant risk. Those words should be tattooed on every trader's arm.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught up in the excitement, especially with the ease of use of these mobile apps. But at the end of the day, it's still an investment, and investments come with risk.
Exactly. The potential for quick profits is there, but so is the potential for losses.
Yeah.
Don't let the ease of use or the hype surrounding meme coins cloud your judgment.
Okay, so we've explored the good, the bad, the exciting, and the scary. It's a lot to process.
It is. But ultimately, the decision of whether or not to dive into the world of mobile meme coin trading is up to each individual.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground. Meme coins, mobile apps, the good, the bad. It's a lot to think about.
Definitely a lot to unpack. We've seen how these apps are changing the game, you know, giving people all this speed and access.
Right. But then there's like the distractions, the security risks, the FOMO.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword for sure. So where do we go from here? How do we actually use this information to trade, responsibly?
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, I think it comes down to this, right? Mobile apps, they're powerful tools. But it's up to the user, the trader, to actually use them responsibly.
It's not about the tech itself. It's about the person behind the screen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it all goes back to that disclaimer we talked about. Cryptocurrency trading involves significant risk. Doesn't matter what device you're using.
Right, right. Meme coins, they're speculative by nature.
Mm.
And these apps might make it easier to get caught up in all the hype, but the risk is still there.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you could argue that the apps, with all the alerts and real-time data, could make the FOMO even worse.
Oh, yeah. Totally. It's like you see the price going up, you see other people buying, and you feel like you got to get in on the action.
Exactly. And you might forget about all the fundamentals, you know, like doing your research, having a strategy, all that stuff goes out the window.
Yeah, yeah. So what's the key takeaway here? What advice would you give someone who's thinking about, diving into this world of mobile meme coin trading?
Well, I think the most important thing is to be aware of the risks. Go in with a clear head, a plan, and don't let the hype cloud your judgment.
So before you even download that app, before you buy your first meme coin,
ask yourself some questions. What are my goals? What's my risk tolerance? Have I done my homework?
And be honest with yourself. Are you prepared to lose the money you're investing?
Because let's face it, with meme coins, that's a real possibility. But you know, don't let that scare you off completely. There are opportunities in this market.
Right, right. Mobile apps, they can be a great way to access those opportunities.
Exactly. But you got to use them wisely. Educate yourself. Find a strategy that works for you.
And stay informed. This is a fast-moving space. Things are changing all the time.
The world of crypto is full of surprises. But, you know, those who are willing to learn, to adapt, to be cautious, those are the ones who are going to succeed.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with this thought. Mobile meme coin trading, it can be fun, it can be exciting, but it's not a game.
Treat it with respect, do your research, manage your risk, and who knows, maybe you'll strike meme coin gold.
All right, that's it for this deep dive. Stay tuned for more explorations of the ever-evolving world of crypto.